Welcome back inside the Dock Spiders pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview as the Dock Spiders get set to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks at Capco Park in Mequon. I'm Javik Blake, joined by Connor Manthe out of Bradley. Connor, thanks much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Javik.
What was it like playing in Appleton last night, the largest crowd in Dock Spiders history, and getting to play on an affiliated minor league field?
It was awesome. That playing facility is probably second to none in the Midwest, so it was awesome just to have a good turnout for the crowd, and just playing in that atmosphere is always awesome.
How much of a jolt did it give you as a player to have 2,000 fans behind your back?
It was awesome. You could definitely hear a little buzz in the crowd, and so it was nice playing in front of so many people so close to home.
You talk about being so close to home. You grew up just an hour from Fond du Lac. How awesome is that to play so close to home?
It's awesome. I always have somebody at the game who I know and I've known my whole life, and it's awesome just to be able to have them come out and see me play on a daily basis.
How special is that to have someone at every ballpark? Does it help give you more of a comforting feeling to see someone in the crowd you know?
It's always fun to play in front of people you know and try and put on a good show for them. So, yeah, it is comforting to have familiar faces wherever you go.
Was that part of the reason why you came back to Fond du Lac after playing 54 games with the team last year?
It's nice being close to home, but just Fondy is a special place to play. I love playing in front of the Fondy faithful, and they give a good turnout pretty much every night.
This is the first time we've heard someone mention the Fondy faithful this year. It's been a big term for a lot of returners. What makes the Fondy faithful such a special part of the organization and a special part of the community?
They're always just so excited. Every night they have a good turnout, and it's just it's awesome to play in front of them, and they're good fans, so it's awesome.
Do you have any favorite moments of the Fondy faithful throughout your one plus year?
Yeah, they're always good late in the game. Close late games is always fun to play in front of. You can definitely, no matter if it's 200 or 1,000, you can definitely hear them.
This year at Bradley, though, you played in a career-high 41 games. What was that like going into the later stages of your college career?
It was awesome. Something finally all clicked together, and it was awesome to put a pretty solid year together, so it was fun.
Is it important to have a good year in the spring to help transition to a good summer?
Yeah, I think you can carry over a lot playing every day in the spring, and it carries over to playing every day in the summer, so it's definitely easy to pick up where you left off from the spring to the summer.
Bradley obviously is nestled right between a lot of really good Midwest college baseball schools. How did playing midweeks against some of the top competition in the Midwest help prepare you for not only this summer, but future years and maybe even a professional year, a career as well?
It's great. Yeah, our midweeks, like you said, are they're big-time opponents, so being able to play those guys on a Tuesday, Wednesday night gets us ready for a pretty strong conference schedule.
What's the biggest midweek opponent you faced in your time at Bradley?
I'd have to say probably this year at Iowa. Everybody they brought out of the pen was pretty electric arms, and they're a good team. They had a good year, and it was fun to play them at home and both on the road.
Does it help seeing an Iowa team, and then all of a sudden you look out in the field here at Lakeshore, and Michael Seegers is playing short?
Yeah, it was good to see him again. We talked a few times over at first the other night and throughout the spring when he was on base. So it's always fun to play against people you played in the spring and summer ball.
I'm sure the pitchers also appreciate the little bit of a scouting report you can give them as well.
Yeah, no, they always enjoy it. And I know as hitters, we enjoy getting scouting reports from other arms that play on some of our guys' teams.
Well, tonight you'll be facing one of Josh Culver's teammates at Minnesota. Has he been able to sit you guys down and say, hey, here's what to look for tonight?
Yeah, he's talked to us a little bit about a scouting report. Same with last night from the guy from Rockers. But it's always nice to, you know, not going in completely cold, you know, have a little bit of background on what he likes to do, how he is as a pitcher, so that's always good.
This weekend is Play Ball Weekend throughout the United States, an initiative put on by Major League Baseball to get kids out playing baseball. The Dock Spiders hosted two camps this morning, one in Appleton, one in Fond du Lac. You were a part of the one in Fond du Lac. How much of a special experience was that this morning?
It's great. I mean, all of us were once in those shoes, so it's awesome to be able to give back to the little kids, and I think they had a lot of fun.
There was a lot of smiling faces, a lot of high fives. It's always good to see.
Yes, it is.
Well, Connor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jamie.
We'll be back after this as the Dock Spiders take on the Chinooks from Capco Park.